You're listening to All Things Transformers, Episode 14, recorded Monday, February 16th, 2009. You're listening to All Things Transformers, and I'm your host, Steve/Megatron, joined by Michael Blanchard of the TFG1 podcast. How's it going, Mike?
It's going pretty good. It's really early, like usual. We're actually doing a different thing this week, folks. ATTF episode 14, we are recording Monday morning at 6 a.m. because I have a supplemental episode that I'm planning on doing the record for this coming Saturday. So, yeah, we're doing things a little bit different this week.
Yeah, a little bit bass-ackwards.
Yeah.
So, pretty much for this week for news, as there's a lot, but there's not at the same time. If you could say that. Toy Four. That's funny.
Toy Fair.
Oh, nine. Round up. Is they're showing all of the latest Transformer toys to come out later this year. Pretty much they include the Revenge of the Fallen figures, whether it be the Human Alliance, the small figures, the little kitty figures, the robot replicas, something new called the Robot Powered Machines, as well as the regular Revenge of the Fallen toys and some Transformers Animated. Although I'm not going to focus on most of these toys, I'm going to hit hard on the Transformers Revenge of the Fallen ones.
Yeah, I went to the website and I looked at some of them, and the main one I focused on was the Devastator, because I was kind of curious to see what they were going to do with it, and this has got to be the worst combiner toy I've ever seen.
Yeah, I'd have to say so myself.
First of all, the construction vehicles are too large. I mean, it basically, you can take about six deluxe figures, put them all together, and they would look better than this.
And yeah.
I mean, you could take six various deluxe figures. I mean, you could take Bumblebee from Animated, you could take Cyclonus from Universe, and four other ones from different lines. Put them all together, and it would look better than this thing.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with you on this, because it looks like a mess.
And
like a giant, it looks like a King Kong after they got them all put together.
Basically, and they're all different fucking colors. I said to you off the air, I'm sorry. Devastator, if you're looking for a G1 reference, Devastator, his four main colors are green, purple, black, silver, or gray, whichever you prefer, and obviously he has red eyes because he's a Decepticon. That's it. Black, green, and purple. No fucking yellow. No fucking red. What the hell is wrong with these people?
Well, and also, some of the names I'm not sure of, but I know that some of them change. They have one called Devastator, which are not Devastator, Scrapper. Yeah, because the whole robot's Devastator. They got Scrapper, which is the bulldozer. They got the other one, which has the other...
The other one with the other hook. One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what his name is, because it's not popping up. The other one, the crane is Hightower. The dump truck is Long Haul. The cement truck is Mixmaster. The bulldozer is Rampage. Odd-ass name for a bulldozer, considering Rampage was a...
Beast Wars figure.
Well, not really that, but he was a member of Predaking, not...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And Scrapper is the other one that I couldn't think of the name.
Well, Scrapper is... Now, if that's the actual name they're using, that's fine, because that was one of the main... That was one of the names from the G1 series. So, Scrapper, Long Haul, and Mixmaster are pretty much the three that they got Right.
And Scavenger.
Well, yeah, and Scavenger. I'm trying to remember.
Hightower and Rampage are different, though.
Yeah. Let me look at something. Go through some other news really quick while I try to find this.
Alrighty. Also on the Toy Fair 09 Roundup includes images of the new... can't say the damn word.
Continuity?
Centennial Corvette. Which looks pretty badass, and it turns into Sideswipe, which the robot mode of Sideswipe actually looks pretty decent for considering that they're all Revenge of the Fallen figures, and how bad they thrash Devastator and several other figures in the first movie.
Yeah.
He looks more similar in the head to, like, Ironhide and some of the other ones. So, they also have the Chevy Beat and Trax on there, which the cars are obviously going to look just like the real life car. However, the images, they break apart, kind of similar to all the rest of them, and they have these funky ass heads on them, with most of their front grille and lighting staying in the front. They also have images of the Soundwave, which the head looks like a... I don't know if you've seen it. The, it was the thing that took the place of Beast Machines.
Transtech.
Yes, Transtech. It looks more like a Transtech Soundwave.
I don't know if I saw the Revenge of the Fallen Soundwave, or it might have been an animated repaint. I saw a green Soundwave minivan on there. What looks...
That would be the animated.
That's probably what it was. Yeah. Well, first of all, Soundwave's not supposed to be friggin' green. See, I originally thought that was the, the movie toy, so apparently I haven't seen the movie toy, so I really can't comment. Going back to the, fuck up of the Constructicons: Scavenger, Scrapper, Longhaul, Hook, Mixmaster, and Bone Crusher are the six Constructicons from G1. So if we have Scavenger, Scrapper, and Longhaul, and Mixmaster, and the other two, they either couldn't get the rights to, or they didn't want to have the original names, which was Hook and Bone Crusher.
Either that, or they lost the license to it.
That could be it too.
Now, this Soundwave figure, when he transforms into his satellite or his starfighter mode, he looks similar to the Vector Prime, and he looks like he has one of those little Energon nuggets on his back.
Mm-hmm.
From Energon.
Oh yeah, I did see this. I barely saw it. I didn't click on it when I was looking at the pictures, but yeah. I still maintain the same opinion I've always maintained. Soundwave should be a tape deck. The whole point of Soundwave is he is espionage. No fucking jet.
Yeah, pretty much.
But, yeah, no. It looks cool, it does, but it's just not how I view Soundwave. I mean, and I understand that maybe some kids today don't know what a friggin' tape deck is, which, whatever. But, I mean, you know, if you're going to go with a movie for the fans, you need to make it for the fans that actually remember Soundwave as a tape deck. You know, I don't know. It's weird. Just weird.
Yep.
Yep.
Also, they remolded Ironhide. So now he's a gray truck instead of black. And he has his huge ass freaking cannon sticking out of his tonneau cover on the truck bed.
So basically it's sticking out of his ass.
Pretty much.
Well, I mean,
ass cannon.
There you go.
Never mind. Next figure. Remolded Optimus Prime. This one, the robot mode seems a little bit more balanced unlike the previous figure from the last movie. Mm-hmm. He also includes two swords instead of just the one, and they stick out of the spot they did in the movie. So he doesn't hold them, they stick out of his forearms.
Oh, okay.
So, that figure looks a lot nicer. And the Chevy Volt, couldn't find a decent image of the figure, but the car looks pretty much like the one on the GM site.
Yeah.
And I think that's all the toy news. What were you
going
to say?
Oh, I was going through some of the cartoon threads on Earth2.net and found a thread for the new Transformers cartoon, which was animated, obviously, and several people over there said that, well, at least it's better than Beast Wars, and I got on there, and I'm like, are you kidding me? Oh, Lord.
Yeah. Animated is pretty sad.
Yeah.
Compared to Beast Wars.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess a lot of people were, like, I know there's one guy over there, he pretty much didn't even give Beast Wars a chance after G1 had pretty much ended, so I don't know. But, yeah, I had just seen that the other day, and I actually forgot that I already posted about how much better Beast Wars was from animated, so I pretty much almost had a double post until I went in there and edited it and changed it. But, yeah, I don't know. I wasn't really into collecting the figures back in 2007 when the movie came out, so I don't like the movie line at all. I've seen it, and I just don't. I'd much rather buy a Star Wars figure than buy, and I'm not saying anything bad against Star Wars, I'm really not, but compared to, you know, I would much rather buy some obscure Star Wars figure than a Transformers movie line figure. Because they just don't, to me, they just don't look that all that great. The concept art, fine, that looks great. The actual figure and the transformation, supposedly, since Michael Bay said for the original movie, excuse me, that every single part will transform, it's like, how the hell can you translate that into a toy?
Yeah.
It's just not, I don't know.
Now, the, Optimus Prime, the new Bumblebee, and Ironhide. They do look a lot better than the last movie. I gotta give them that.
Yeah.
Still probably won't pick them up, but that's just because I can't afford to at this point in time.
Yeah. I think Universe Cyclonus was probably my last purchase for a while.
Now, so far, there are, in the rumor mill, of Megatron returning in the new movie.
Yeah.
With upgraded armor on him and a tank alt mode. And they've wasted a shitload of time on creating all of this for him. So I'm thinking that, considering they've wasted all this time and money creating the CGI look, I'm pretty sure he'll be in the movie.
Oh, yeah.
And at least he may not be a major character, but he'll probably still be a somewhat major one, I'm believing, in this movie.
Yeah.
Somehow I see Megatron coming back by the works of Soundwave and some of that all-spark power hitting his core.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think, I can't be for sure, and I would have to look it up. I think on IMDb they have updated the, I haven't looked in a while, actually, but I think they've updated the spoiler, or the, not the spoiler, but the overall description of the movie. Let's see if I can pull it up here. As far as, like, just giving a kind of a mini synopsis of what it's supposed to be. And the last time I looked at it, it said something about Starscream coming back from space and reviving Megatron or something like that. I don't know.
Yeah, it says the Earth battle has ended, but the battle for the universe has just begun. After returning to Cybertron, Starscream assumes command of the Decepticons and has returned to Earth with force. The Autobots, believing the peace was possible, finds out that Megatron's dead body has been stolen from the U.S. military by Scorponok and revives him using his own spark. Now Megatron is back seeking revenge, and with Starscream and more Decepticon reinforcements on the way, the Autobots, with reinforcements of their own, may have to deal with more than meets the eye. Which, I think this synopsis is complete crap. I think it's just a rumor that someone punched in there. I don't actually see this as canon information, because there is physically a Fallen in this movie.
Yeah, I don't know if, like, I know Wikipedia is pretty much whatever users post. It's not, it doesn't have a set news, whatever. But IMDb, I don't know if they're the same, if they're the same way that whatever users, I mean, I know you can sign up for IMDb Pro, and if you, you know, obviously if you pay them, they will give you additional information, but, let's see, the one that, wait, that's not at all what's on the original main page.
Of what?
Of the, like, on the synopsis. And that's not what it says on the TF2 or the TF Revenge of the Fallen main page. And of course, if my computer would load frickin' faster, and I could go back to the stupid page.
Yeah, it's a different one. That was the full synopsis. This one says something about Decepticons return to take Sam prisoner, and something about Optimus Prime, and
yeah.
Two different ones. That's why I'm saying it's complete crap.
Yeah, yeah. I don't get that. I mean, I know that the full synopsis, the one that's there, is what I read a while ago. But I don't get why they're doing two different ones. Oh wow. Oh wait, maybe that. No, it's not. I was gonna say, why the hell is Megan Fox billed as the top person on the on the cast list for IMDb? She is the top. She is the number one person. She is the first person you see in the cast list. And then it goes Shia, whoever the professor is supposed to be, Josh Duhamel, John Turturro. Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, they got apparently Simmons is going to be back in the next movie, obviously.
Yeah.
So I'm betting a new branch of Sector 7 has revealed itself.
It's Sector 8 now.
Or Sector 17.
Yeah. Or Sector 77.
Yeah.
Well,
the guy that played SpongeBob is playing Starscream's voice, just like in animated.
Oh, yeah, Charlie Adler. Yep.
Yep. And then I guess there's a G.I. Joe Resolute series coming this year. And he plays Cobra Commander.
Oh.
Which is fitting that there's a guy that's pretty much close enough to be
both.
Chris Latta.
Yeah. It's, where the hell was I looking at? Oh, well, at least Darius McCrary is going to be back as the voice of Jazz, so I guess Jazz comes back to life. I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll just use a flashback for that. I don't know.
They might, or they might bring him back. At the same time, I think that this IMDb isn't canon either. I think that they're feeding false information on purpose.
Well, probably Michael Bay is paying them to feed false information, but.
Well, you can log in and edit this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I'm thinking that this is just random.
Let's see. What else has Adler done? I seem to remember him doing something else. I remember I don't remember Charles, but I remember a Charlie Adler in the Tiny Toons cartoon.
He was Buster Bunny.
Well, I've never seen it listed as Charles. I've seen it listed as Charlie. Yeah, that's what I figured. It was Buster. So, what else is in the news?
That's pretty much it.
That's it, huh?
Yes.
Uh-huh. If you're gonna do that, do it right, damn it.
Yes.
There you go. Ooh, he was in the Mighty Ducks? Ugh. Well, he was only additional voices. He wasn't really even... Well, according to this, anyway.
Man.
Wow, he was in Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, they don't have any more information on this absolute G.I. Joe.
Oh, yeah, G.I. Joe Resolute.
I was just watching because my Blu-ray player has Netflix on it and has it upgraded itself because it's online to the newest version of the software, which on the new player it has YouTube, so you can watch YouTube videos on there.
Oh, that's
cool.
And
I was watching a movie on Netflix the other day, and it deleted itself from my menu, and so I was pissed off, didn't want to watch a movie, so I went on YouTube, started watching G.I. Joe. Nice flashbacks. Another series that needs to be brought back in its entirety. Bastards.
Or at least needs a generous DVD
set. That's what
set.
I'm saying. They need to release the entire series of the Sunbow and Deke series. Like an entire box set. I'd go out and buy that right now.
Yep.
G1, too, if they ever came out with a full box set.
I just posted some more thoughts on that on the PredaconEmpire.com forums about what I want to see in the box set, if it was a complete series box set.
Yeah, I would definitely go pick that up.
Yeah. Because I'm sorry, the way they did... I mean, I can understand Volume 1, Volume 2, or Season 1, Season 2, whatever... But the way they split up the rest of G1, the Rhino sets, Season 1, Part 1, or no, not Season 2, Part 1, Season 2, Part 2, Season 3, Part 1, Season 3, Part 2, and Season 4, it was just ridiculous.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't pick it up. I'm waiting for either a Universal entire box set or like entire each season, or I'm not doing it at all.
Yeah, well, that means when we do our Season 2 recap over on TFG1, I have to talk about two different fucking box sets. Because they are two, for Season 2, they are two completely different things.
I laugh at thee.
Yeah, well, you won't be laughing too much, because you'll be in on the fucking discussion, so you'll have to sit there through it, so...
Yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately, my ass...
Just like on Beast Wars, they did that for part of Season 1, and then they stopped doing it. Because whatever group was doing the split copies stopped doing that and came out with just entire box sets like Intelligent People.
I think it was Rhino that put out the season sets, I think.
Yeah, Rhino came out with the full seasons. I don't know who did the other ones. I think Rhino might have, but I doubt it.
I think they probably did too, though, because they did that on... When VHS was still big back, 35 years ago, they would release just single volumes on VHS. And I remember seeing different DVD volumes of, you can go on Amazon, you can go on, YouTube. You can go on eBay, Amazon, wherever, and you can find individual... DVDs for G1. You can also find them for Beast Wars as well. And it's probably they did that to make more money off of them. That's probably the only reason why they did it.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
Yep, pretty much. So, I thought of a... Wait, we don't have any more news,
no,
right?
I'm not going to keep interrupting with last episode and go, wait.
Yeah, and we're not having any more awkward moments where I just want to just completely hang up on the conversation. Because that was really, really out there.
Yeah, I'm not doing that this episode. Too tired for Winnie banter like that.
Yes, plus, you know, it's no longer episode 13, so we don't have to have messed up episodes. I had thought of something, a question. It's more of a question than it is a discussion topic, but I guess we can turn it into a discussion topic. How many actual Autobot versus Decepticon combiners in G1 did we have? I know in the beginning the only combiner they had was Devastator. And then Megatron created the Stunticons, who became Menasor. The Autobots got the Aerialbots, which became Superion. Then there was, I think it was, oh crap.
You really want to know what ones?
The Technobots, which became Computron, which had a battle with the
Abominus.
Terracons, yeah, which became whatever, yeah. There's,
yeah, they had Bruticus, Defensor, Menasor, Superion, Abominus, Computron, Piranicon, Predaking, Devastator. So I would say the Decepticons greatly outnumber the Autobots.
Oh, yeah, pretty much.
Because there's only three Autobot groups right here, and then there's, like, several others of the other ones. Yeah.
Yeah, the only Autobot one, I mean, and I would actually even count, even though they weren't combiners, I would actually count, because it was obviously Autobot versus Decepticon, I would count Metroplex and Trepticon.
Yeah, those are actually, like, city...
Yeah, I know, but I know they're not actual combiners, they're actual city modes, but, I mean, they're two fucking giant-ass robots that are bigger than everybody else that fight each other. I mean, come on.
You forgot the two bigger ones. Fortress Maximus, Scorponok.
Oh, Fortress Maximus, Scorponok, and then, yeah.
Apparently there were unused concepts as well. For G1. Yes.
Oh, really?
On the Wikipedia page, it says that there was a Scramble City-style dinosaur combiner that never made it. There is a goofy-ass organics insect combiner that never made it.
I can just see it now. Grimlock and the Dinobots versus Bombshell and the Insecticons. Holy crap.
That reminds me. There actually were... in the later series, there was a combiner that the Decepticons had their own, basically, Dinobots. And they combined into Dino King. And God. The Dinobots actually combined into something, I believe.
Wow. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get that Headmaster series or something. I'm gonna have to find it somewhere and watch it because yeah, I don't know. But no, I was just, and it was only just a thought that I had last night when I was finally finishing up writing up episode 13 script. I was watching Cosmic Rust. When the Stunticons became Menasor and they were trying to stop the Autobots from getting the Cora stop or whatever it was to cure themselves from the cosmic rust. And I just thought of it, I'm like, wait, so yeah, I know Menasor, but how many actual combiners do we have? Wow, there's pretty much a lot of them.
Yeah, I definitely have to say so on that.
And, of course, the Decepticon... That's the way it is. Well, that's the way it was in the first movie. In the first live-action movie, you saw more Decepticons than you did Autobots. It seems like it's always been that way in almost everything. I mean, Beast Wars, you see more Predacons than you do Maximals, pretty much. I don't think that was even evened out.
No.
Yeah. Of course, it all goes back to the whole thing where, you know, the less... Even though the good forces have less numbers, they can still overcome the evil people that have more forces that can basically just beat the living shit out of them, but I don't know. I don't know where the hell I was going with that.
Yeah, you're going off on some tangent.
Yeah, well, you know. That's what happens when we record episodes at 6 o'clock in the fucking morning. What else? What else? What else? Wow, this is probably going to be our shortest episode.
Yeah.
I really don't have anything. I've been posting on the host blogs that you added. Thank you for that. Yeah. I added my random thoughts and rants part one the other night. I had got a friend of mine had, or actually, not really, he's a buddy, I guess. I don't know. I don't talk to him all that often. But he's on the Earth2.net forums, and he had mentioned that he had gotten, I think I told you about this, he had gotten robbed, and somebody stole his MP3 player, and I had had some Apple Store credit that I had just had sitting there. So I just told him, I said, hey, look, you know, if you really need one, you know, whatever, I'm not going to use it. I mean, it was actual Apple Store credit, that it wasn't an iTunes gift card, so I had to use it eventually. So I just sent him that the other day. When I'm at the post office, this old lady, I'm waiting in line, this old lady says, excuse me, is this where you put your mail? I'm like, I don't know. It says right there, put, you know, local mail here, out of town mail here. I mean, come on, give me a break. Does it look like, I had a blue t-shirt and I said, I'm thinking to myself, do I have a sign that says postal worker on my fucking shirt? I don't think so. And she goes, oh, that's real helpful. Oh, God. I am so regretting getting old. I mean, like, old to the point, like, 60s, 70s. Oh, my God, no.
Yeah.
I would much rather die young.
I don't know how fun that'd be, though. You wouldn't be able to cause other people hell.
Well, at least they won't cause me hell anymore. That's the point.
Yeah.
And of course, when I bought my, I went ahead and splurged and got Grand Theft Auto 4 when I bought my Universe Cyclonus, but get it fucking home, and of course, yeah, I still
right
need
back.
That new video card. Ow, where the hell are you going? What the hell? Oh, crap. The last time Steve left, folks, the last time that he had to be right back, that was the morning that my computer fucking crashed. And, yeah, that's not a good thing. So, yeah, hopefully my computer won't crash, and hopefully we can save this audio in episode 14. We'll not have to have a redux like episode 12 did. So, do 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 do. I wish we had some sort of audio input for this so Steve could hear, like, music I might play. That would be really, really cool. But unfortunately, we don't. Let's see, more random thoughts. Holy crap, I'm drawing a blank here. Shit. Damn it. Universe Cyclonus. I can talk about him. I was kind of skeptical about the whole Universe line. I really am pretty much, like I said to Steve plenty of times, I'm pretty much a G1 collector. But I had wanted to look at several YouTube reviews on Universe Cyclonus, and the ones I looked at, the people that were doing the reviews either had a bad camera or it was bad lighting or something, and his colors looked off, and they just kept going on and on and on about, like, Cyclonus' history with the movie and then the cartoon and everything else. They weren't actually talking about the fucking toy. And, of course, you know, 8-minute, 10-minute YouTube video review, 5 minutes in, they're still talking about the history. And then they finally transform the thing. And it looks, Universe Cyclonus looks really, really cool. He comes with Nightstick, and it looks fucking cool. I like it a lot. So, when I was at Target the other day, I went ahead and picked him up, got him home, looks great, everything else. I've only got one picture of him in packaging, and I've got one picture of him in jet mode. Now that he's in robot mode, he probably will stay in robot mode. I really like the robot mode. He has red eyes, but there is a window in the back of his head that's red as well. So if you put it up to the sunlight, his eyes will glow. Or if you put it up to any light, really, his eyes will glow red. His robot mode is very G1-esque. It is, the face is just spot on, and it just looks really, really cool. Now I just need to get a actual G1 Cyclonus to compare him to. I'm not sure if I'm going to get the Henke version, just because it is very light purple, for most part on the body, so I'm not sure if I'm going to get that or not. And again, you know, I'm probably not going to get anything at this time because I need to pay my bills off. So, yeah. Other than that, let's see what's going on with TFG1. TFG1 podcast, we just recorded supplemental episode 5. I had already recorded episode 6, and, will be up on iTunes this coming Friday, the 20th of February. I was trying to figure out what the fucking date was going to be. Supplemental Episode 5 was pretty much the all-random TFG1 podcast episode. Steve and I went off on several different tangents. You can get those on iTunes or the PredaconEmpire.com main page through the RSS feed. Also, visit Earth2.net, www.earth-2.net. They're a great, great website. They have great podcasts over there. They have a Doctor Who podcast, Bigger on the Inside. They have a podcast dedicated to horror and sci-fi, which is Dread Media. They have Earth2.net, the show, which is a weekly mishmash of comic book, movies, video game reviews, TV shows, stuff like that. It's really cool. They also have an amazing podcast with Kellen Scrivens. He does stuff about anime. They also have a James Bond podcast called For Your Ears Only with Ian Wilson and Adam Fisher. I hope I'm saying his name right. I think that's right. Sorry, Adam, if I butchered it. I don't think I did. I don't know. And, of course, my favorite podcast of all time, other than my own and other than All Things Transformers, which is World's Finest Podcast. So, yeah, there's a lot of discussion topics going on over on Earth2.net, and just go visit that website as well as PredaconEmpire.com and the forums. Join the forums. We need more members on the PredaconEmpire.com forums posting.
Yes, and if you don't post, I will kill you. I will terminate your spark, and I will feed you to Rampage. Yes.
Now, where the fuck did you go, damn it?
I had a phone call, and I'm probably going to have another one again in a few minutes, so... So okay, you don't get stuck in another wild tangent on there. I guess we'll end this episode.
Yeah, that's probably best. Yeah. Who the hell is calling you at 6:45 in the morning?
My woman, who's at work. She's okay. Having to go transfer product between stores, so.
Okay.
So I'll probably just talk to you on the Skype window.
Yeah, that's fine. That'll work.
Alrighty, and this is the late but never, or better never than late, whatever you want to say. This is Steve / Megatron.
Just end it.
Fine, I will. Yes, I will kill you via comment. Anyways.
Who the hell was that supposed to be?
It was a weak attempt at G1 Megatron, but my voice is not...
Yeah, that was really
bad.
Yeah,
it's not awake enough right now, so... Anyways, this is Steve / Megatron signing off.
And this is Michael Blanchard from the TFG1 podcast. See y'all later.